How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When we were, the movies made it pretty easy on us. Good guys, they were the guys wearing the white hats. The bad guys, they were the ones wearing the black hats. We knew exactly who to cheer for, who to root against, who was going to win, who was going to lose. Life was brilliantly, wonderfully simple. And then you grew up, and then you sort of start to figure out, you discover that neither hat belongs to someone else, that they're both hanging in our own closet, that we're both good guys, and we're both bad guys, all in one human being. It's all amazing. The distinctions are never quite as easy as we want to make them out, even today as we try to put different hats on different people to determine and differentiate who's on my team and who is not. But there's just something fascinating and romantic about the American frontier. It was this boundless and endless opportunity, but it was a lawless place. And in many places, law was absent. At the very least, it was very distant. Order and social order was extremely tenable and very, very, very fragile. Our survival depended on our ability to take care of ourselves, our own strength, our own courage, our own capability. If I was stronger than somebody else, I could go ahead and take whatever I wanted. I could do whatever I wanted. I could intimidate them. I could exploit them. I could be the guy wearing the black hat. Or I could choose not to. And that is where virtue begins. We have the wrong idea and conception of what virtue means, because it does not mean being harmless. Being virtuous does not simply mean being nice. It does not mean being incapable of hurting others. That's not virtue. That's just weakness. Virtue isn't the ability to do wrong. Virtue is possessing the ability to do whatever you want, good or bad, and deciding and choosing to do what is right. There's a saying that I really love, and it's this. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. Put another way, become capable, become disciplined, become as dangerous as you can become. And then place all that strength under the control of your character. Friedrich Nietzsche warned that anyone who fights monsters should be careful not to become one, because power, it can change people. Strength will magnify what's already inside of you. If we're bitter, resentful human beings, power is going to make us more bitter and more resentful. If I'm selfish, power is going to make me more selfish. But if I'm a disciplined man, you're a disciplined woman, if you're compassionate, if we're just, then strength is going to amplify and allow those qualities to protect other people. And then there's one of the most profound observations that's ever been written, and was written by Solzhenitsyn, and he wrote that the line dividing good and evil cuts through the heart of every human being. Not between Democrat or Republican, not between Iran and the United States, not between Muslim and Jew, or Protestant or Catholic or Mormon and name a different religion, not between the rich and the poor, through you and through me. And every day we decide which side of that line is going to get stronger. And here's what I find so interesting about this, is that most of us secretly admire the hero, because the hero could certainly become the villain. The sheriff knows how to use a gun. Soldier knows how to fight. Parent knows how to dominate a child. The executive knows how to exploit employees. The financial advisor knows how to manipulate a client, but they don't. Not because they can't, but because they won't. Because they choose to wear the white hat. And that's what a functioning society requires.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Not millions of people who are too weak to do harm. Millions of people who are strong enough to do harm and choose not to. People who keep their promises, who tell the truth, who don't steal when they could, who don't cheat when nobody's watching, who don't abuse power simply because they possess it. Civilizations, good ones, effective ones, long-term ones, are not built on surveillance. They're built on self-government. And self-government, that begins with self-government. So perhaps our goal isn't simply to become kinder or simply stronger. It's to become both. Build your mind, build your body, build your finances, build your confidence, become somebody capable of extraordinary things. And then let your character determine how you use that strength. Put on the white hat. Not because somebody handed it to you, because every day you choose to put it on. Because that line between good and evil doesn't run through Washington or Wall Street or Hollywood or your neighbor's house. It's through you and me. Every decision, every conversation, every temptation, every opportunity, we decide which side grows, which side flourishes. So become as capable as you can. Become someone others know not to underestimate. And become the kind of person that others are grateful to never have to fear. That's what virtue is. That's what character is. And that is what free people owe to one another. This idea, it's not just a line that we do our part by doing your best. You do your part by doing your best. That's what this is all about. That's what that's all about. It's making yourself as strong as you possibly can be. Make yourself capable of doing anything. And then choosing to do what is right. To have strong character. To be a caring, compassionate person who's giving. Even if you wanted to, you could take whatever you wanted. And if we could do that, if each of us can do that, or get a little bit better at doing it, that's how it works again. Nobody's coming to save us. The sheriff is not going to come riding in. Clint Eastwood is not coming in. John Wayne, not coming in. Insert your favorite action hero, your favorite cowboy. He or she are not going to see him on the horizon. They are not coming to save us. The only person that's coming to save you is you. Do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.